We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately the two dots, the three lines, not approximately, the three lines from the bottom, the two dots. Three lines from the bottom, Lamed Gimel Amud, two dots. Says the Mishnah, enough of Merubim, if you have too many grapes on the Hadas, it's possible. And the Mishnah says, if you made it less, it's kosher. And we learned you should do that before Yontif. You should do that before Yontif. That says the Mishnah, Ein Matam Yontif. Om Rav Chista. Rav Chista said this. The following thing, Dov Ezer, Rabbeinu Agad Omru, our big Rebbe said this, which is Rav. What did he say? What did he say? We'll see in a second. Om Rav Chista. Dov Ezer, Rabbeinu Agad Omru, Amokim Yev Ezra. Hashem should help him. Lo Yishonu El Amokim Echa. This whole din that there's too many berries is only if it's clustered in one place. And if it's Rav, then it's a problem. Avishnayim Sosh Mekayim is kosher. But if it's in two or three places, and all together it's roiv, it's kosher because you don't see the roiv in one place, therefore it's kosher. Amalei Rava, so Rava says, some nagaris Amalei, because Rava did not live in the same dar as Rav. So Amar Rava says, I don't understand. Shnayim, Tabalam Gimel Beis. Shnayim Ushloisha Mekayim is have a menum or apostle. How could two or three places be kosher? It's even worse, it's menumor. It looks like it's spotted, and therefore it's possible. And Rashi learns that is the soul, really, of too many grapes on this hadas, too many berries, is because it's a menumer. It looks like it's spotted. And Tosfos mevayer that it's only when it's roiv is a problem of menumer. If it's not a roiv, it's only a miyat, then it's not a problem of menumer. There's not a problem of menumer. And the Sfasemis explains the reason is because when it's of miyut, you can look at a kilo, it's not here, and therefore it's not spotted. But if it's a roiv, and it's a few places, then it's spotted. So it can't be that Rav is saying that it's mutter if it's two or three places. Eli itmar hochi itmar. Oyishah yanova merubim ma'alov is possible. This you have to learn Rav's memra. It said in the Mishnah, Oyishah yanova merubim ma'alov is possible. It said in our Mishnah, there's too many grapes, too many berries, it's possible. Om Rav Chis dov zera bein agad om ruv, I'm walking your eyes, Rav Chis dov shem Rav. Then what did he say? The whole problem of too many berries, too many grapes, only if it's black ones. Because black ones, then it looks spotted. If it's green berries, it looks like the hadas, like Rashi says. And kosher. Rashi learns clearly the whole problem of having too many grapes is because it looks like it's spotted. But if it's the same color, it blends in, therefore it's kosher. Omer Rapapa. Rapapa says, "Adumois kesheres. If it's red berries, it's like black ones." Damian. Domer Rav Chanina. Chanina says regarding the dam tame of a nida, he says that if the color is black, it's tame also. Hay dam shachar adamu el shalaka. It's really red, just it got old, therefore it turned black. So you see, black and red are interchangeable, and therefore it's possible. Now it sounds like Miss Gemara. Pashut if you Rashi learns that the problem is nirukin menumer. So only if it's green is it mutter, because then it blends in. Any other color would be aser. But then this Gemara sounds like dafki, either red or black, and even red is only because like black. So it's still a problem, the Gemara. The Acharonim talk about this. So it's machlokes is like Kapas Tmarim and the Prima Gadim. The Kapas Tmarim assumes that dafka, that anything that's different color is possible. Mashenking, the Prima Gadim is mesupik, what's the halacha? Prima Gadim is mesupik, what's the halacha? Because it says maybe dafka, if it's black, because you see the Gemara tries to say, if it's black, if it's red, so what does Mr. Brew say? So Mr. Brew, in Tof Reish Mein Vav, Sif Katan Vav, the Mechaber says, Hoyo Anav Merubis V'alav HaYeroik is kosher, if it's green is kosher, Im Adu Mois is Shcheiris is possible. That's Lashon Mechaber. From our Gemara, green is kosher, black or red is possible. What about other colors, though? What about other colors? Zog the Mr. Brew, Vim Hoyo Shar Gavonim, if it's other colors, this is Mr. Brew, Tof Reish Mein Vav, Sif Katan Vav, other colors can gale or blue, if it's blue or yellow, the kapis tomorrow mitzad lahachmer, or prima god mistapuza. If Mr. Brewer brings that both shittas, and he blinds with a suffix, what the halach is. Zog the Gemara Vaita, in miyatam kosher, says in our Mishnah that if you made it less, it's kosher. The Matinu Emes, when were you made it? Obviously, the case of a Mishnah is you made it before Yontif, because it says you shouldn't do it on Yontif. So before Yontif, there was no mitzvah yet. So now, when did you remit? If it's before you tied into your lulav pshita, it's possible that it's kosher. What should be the problem? It's not the mitzvah yet. That's obviously if you married it, it's kosher. Ella, there must be lebasim la'agde. After you already tied it into your lulav, then you removed it. So now it's a shayla of dichui, or it's a shayla of of Taslam Nasi, all these type of shalos, shalom dichu, let's say. Because once you tie it into the lulav, it's a mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah. So now it started off the mitzvah by being disqualified. Ella basal agde. So for the Gemara, dichu mekaru, it started off as disqualified. Tifshit minei dichu mekaru lo'av adichu. Why don't we learn from here that dichu mekaru is not a dichu? That means that we have before a shayla, if there's dichui, it's a mitzvah or not. By every time there's a dichui, there's two types of dichuis. One dichui is it starts off disqualified. Another type of dichui is it was first royu, then it got disqualified, then it came back to be royu. There's two types of dichuis. So dichui mikar is always more cool. Like Rashi explains, dichui mikar is more cool. You know why? Every animal really starts off not ready for a carbon. The first 8 days, it can't use it for a carbon. So every animal's dichui mikar. And still, it becomes kasher afterwards. You see, dichui mikar is more cool. So maybe Akapon over here should see that, you should learn that dichu mi ikara, that something that's disqualified from the beginning is kasha, because you see here, when it got tied in, it was possible, and then I removed the berries, it became kasha. Tifshe minei dichu mi ikara loy hava dichu. Learn after minei dichu mi ikara loy hava dichu. And for the Gemara, no, loy lam basa da agda. You write somewhere after the agad, and it's not a right to anything. Why? Because really, like the Mashal explains, we hold lulav ein tzarech agad. The kasava agad azmana ba'amahu. Agad is only azmana, but azmana ba'am lav klumu. Azmana ba'am doesn't make it into mitzvah yet. So it's not dichu mikara. It's before yontif. The mitzvah is not chal yet. The mitzvah is not chal yet because it's before yontif. The agad, all the agad is just azmana ba'amahu. It's nothing. It's not, and we're going to go to in sarach agad. Let's go further in the Gemara. It talks about the Mishnah Vaitis. Ve'imam atim yontif. You're not allowed to make it less on yontif. So it's mashma in our Mishnah, ha'av avalaktim, but if you did it, mai, it's kosher. If you did it, it's kosher. The Asher Amos, when did you get rid of, it was full. It was rave berries, and we're saying a shiloh of taking it off on yontif. Now, when did it become disqualified? It's only disqualified if it's black. It seems like all hadassim, the berries start off green. So really, all hadassim when they're very young, they're all kosher. Gets black, it's possible, and then you have to remove them. So we want to say this: when did these berries become black that it made the hadassim possible? The eshcha emes. When did these berries become black? Elam with Eshchema Esmal, if it became black already before Yontif, so when Yontif came in and I didn't remove them, so already got disqualified through Dichui. Elam with Eshchema Esmal, Dichui Mikaru. It's a Dichui Mikaru. So what does that help removing the berries on Yontif? We say you shouldn't do it on Yontif. If you do it, it works, right? We had a B'chalikas before, but our Mishnah's Mashma, it works. So why does it work? When Yontif came in, this Hadas was possible. At least learn from here. Adichu mikar lav adichu. That adichu mikar is not adichu. Samara says elalav. So you can tell me what the ashkav yontif only became disqualified on yontif. It came in yontif as a green and it was kosher. Then it became black on yontif. Then I wanted to remove it. That's even worse. Nir v'nitchu shamet minei. It was royu. Then it became disqualified. Shamet nir v'nitchu choyzev nira. That goes back to being nira. So loyelam eshchem mikara. It was already black before yontif, and it was ready to squab before yontif. And dichui mikara, lava dichui, but a dichui that starts off, it starts off the mitzvah when it was disqualified. That's not called dichui. Tif shemineh. That you learn out from it. Ava nirav enitcha is nirav loyelam shemineh. You don't learn out nirav enitcha. So it sounds like about Gemara that we are being pushed at something regarding dichui etzel mitzvahs. That like upon him, dichui mikara is not a problem because every time you have a hadas goes into Yontif puzzle, we say if you remove it, forget about the problem of Shabbos, it would work. It was disqualified as it came into Yontif. There it is, Dichu Mikara lo yava Dichu. That's the Rashi learned in the Gemara, Dichu Mikara lo Dichu. Taisus on Daflam Gimel Amar Aleph speaks out that this is not a riot to the Shiloh Amar Aleph. Why? Here, everyone agrees it's not a Dichu when it's Dichu Mikara. You know why? Because it's Beyodai. It's in your hand to remove it. So it's not such a big disqualification over here. It's something that's possible to fix by removing the peiris. Masha Inkein Amar Aleph, what was the case there? It was chopped off. Is it B'yodai to fix it up? No. It has to grow naturally a date on top of it. It has to grow a tomorrow on top of it. That's not possible. It's not B'yodai. And therefore there is still a Shaila if it's Yesh Dichui or Ein Dichui. Now the last Gemara is going to discuss the shailas of doing it on Yontif. Tanu Rabbanan, Eim Matim B'Yontif. You are not allowed to be Memayit and take off these berries on Yontif. Why not? Like we said, because of a problem of Tikkun. Mishim Rabbi Lezer Rav Shimon Omru Memayit. You are allowed to be Memayit. Lezer Rav Shimon says you are allowed to be Memayit. How could you do it on Yontif? It's tikkamana. I'm making it, until now it was a pashla hadas, now I'm making a kosher hadas. That's tikkamana. Omar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi answers a case like this. Did he took off those berries to eat? He took it off to eat. And then agav, it became a kosher hadas. So it's enim achavin. We know Rabbi Lozov will hold like his father, Rav Shimon. What does Rav Shimon hold? Rav Shimon holds Dov Shem Eskav as Mutter. Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, Sov LaKavu, Dov Shem Eskav as Mutter. We know his idea, if you're not Eskav into Aveira, it's Mutter. So here, it's Dov Shem Eskav, and I'm cutting it off Achila. And Agav, it's becoming a kosher Hadas. So since I'm not Eskav, it's Dov Shem Eskav, therefore it is Mutter, therefore it is Mutter. I'm Eskav to eat it, therefore it's Mutter. That's why Rabbi Lozer of Shimon holds that it's mutter to meir on yontif. Because not take a month, I'm doing it when I eat it. To eat it, in order to eat it. Faith Mara Kasha, Vabai Rav Amitavau, Moider of Shimon Sikresha. Even Rabbi Shimon holds that Enim Eskavin is mutter, he's Moider by Psikresha. If it's sure going to happen, then it's Osir. Moider of Shimon Sikresha Layamas. So here, it's, when I cut off the payers, it sure becomes take a month, so it's Psikresha. And the Gemara, Hokumaya Skin, the Islay Hashana Achrite. He has other hadas. He doesn't need this hadas. And therefore, it's not a problem. What's the pshat? So if you Rashi was a pshat like this. It's not even called a tikkun. Why not? Why is that called a tikkun? It's not called a tikkun because I don't need it. I don't need this hadas. So if I have three hadasim, so I made another hadas into hadas. Is that a tikkun? No, I don't need it. So therefore, it's not even a tikkun. So the Rishash speaks out. You don't have to say anymore you hold like his father, the Enim Chavan's mutter. You don't have to say that. Even Enim Chavan's also. Here it's Nishkin Tikkun, because I have another Hadas. The Ritva learns the Mishad. He learns, Avada, we're going to call him the Enim Chavan mutter. Aye, it's a Psik Resha. Here it's a Psik Resha, the Loi Nichele. It brings a right to Shidus Aruch, that Psik Resha they don't want. It's good. Here it's Loi Nichele, because I have other Hashanas. Therefore, it is Kasha. Therefore, it's not a problem of Issa Shabbos. Because the Sigresh Le Nichle. Tan Rabbana, right in the Braitha, very negated the Galacha. Hutta Igdo Biyantif. If someone's tie, you have to tie up a Lulu on Yantif. Let's say he got untied on Yantif. What do you do? You now make a Nacht on Yantif. So the Gemara says, Igdoika Aguda Shal Yerek. You tie it like a Aguda Shal Yerek. You wrap it around and then you dip in the sides. That's what you do. Aguda Shal Yerek means like, you tie a Yerek. You go round, around, around, and you take two ends and you put it into the circle, and that's how it gets tied. It's not a real knot. That's what you do if your egg falls apart on Yontif. Why don't you make a bow? And for the Gemara, Amani Rabbi Yehuda, Amaniva Kshira Malayasi. Don't go to Rabbi Yehuda, holds that a bow is a real Kshira. For the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, you need a, if you're Rabbi Yehuda, it's not enough with a aniva. If you don't go to Rabbi Yehuda, say you don't do aniva because you don't do a bow because you don't go to Rabbi Yehuda. Going to Rabbi Yehuda, doing like a yarek doesn't help either, because he holds agad is ma'akev. You have the agad ma'ayis to be about. You need a mamish tayet. And for the Gemara, hay tana sovla kavasei bechada or pol bechada. This man the Yama holds like Rav Yehuda in one way. He holds aniva is a kesher ma'ayis, and he argues in him in a different oifen. And he argues and he holds that it's not essential to need an agad. So Rashi speaks out shamina mahacha. That when we tie a lulav, it has to be a good tie. Because even though we pass like Rabbanu Agar Yehuda holds that, we hold that it's not essential to have agad, but when Moida, that's a mitzvah to agad. What is agad, some Vuyin Gemara? A real knot. A real knot is a agad. And that's how we bring down the Shulchan Aruch also, that you really need a good knot. Besides, if it's Yontif, then you have a problem. Of course, if it's Yontif, then you have a problem. It says, "Mitzvah la ogdom bekesher gomer." Tough reish nun alef sif alef. It says it's a mitzvah to tie it with a kesher gomer. That is shnei kesharim zel zel. Two knots on top of each other. Mishum noy because they're nice. V'yochel la ogdom in achar. It says v'mnoshu ma'alam. Then it says v'mlo ogdom b'idoyim. If you didn't do it for Yontif, oisha huta ogdom got untied. Now use a relic of kesher. Use a bow. We don't pass like Yehuda. We hold bow is good enough. Hagal, yes, we should cost a kesher derech achar. They tie it around. Shekarach and Sivas, they tie it around. Now So the kasha is a lot of people are noyig like the way I do it. You tie the hadasma on the rabbis onto the lulav. So then you have a kasha gomer. But the people who use the kashikul, which is right, the klai Yisrael use the kashikul. Okay, where's the kasha gomer? Where's the kasha gomer? So the Mishabru there by Varnes is kasha. Mishabru says, "V'ayim v'chuvis aguru ba'alecha shemetzadeid the masha noyigim ha'olam." Should loy lasa is kesher ela oisin me'al luluv kimin beis yad. They make like a little beis yad, like a glove, a toich from a luluv boy. They stick luluv in it. Gam ze bechal kesher. He says that's also called a kesher. This is a very solidly combined together. That's called a kesher, and that's the minig ha'olam to use a kashikol. They come from this agura ba'alecha that didn't sit this together. But some people are makbid. They tie the kashikol onto the luluv with a kesher gomer with two kasharim, two knots to be yotzei this din. Of kasha. Mitzvah. Tomorrow's shiur will start on the Mishnah.